A bright white light shines out from the centre of a black screen. The screen lightens to reveal clouds in a blue sky. The light is held aloft by a statuesque woman wearing a long white robe. She stands on a raised plinth before the cloudy sky. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. The woman's hit by a giant banana which sprouts legs. It's then ridden by a strawberry now holding the light. Blue letters scramble onto a white screen and form Sony Pictures Animation. Columbia Pictures presents a Sony Pictures Animation film. Another film by a lot of people. A pleasant detached suburban house with a treehouse in the back garden. Inside, a small boy watches TV.
My name is Flint Lockwood. My whole life, I always wanted to be a great inventor. Just like my hero.
The scientifically wonderful world of science. With your host, Chester V.
Welcome back, science friends.
You know, I have devoted my life to inventing the future. But every dream has a beginning. I still remember my first invention. The humble food bar.
It was like Chester V was speaking directly to me, using the language of science.
Now look at us. Our new Food Bar XL with flavor crystals. Still making people happy after all these years. Now, kids, you'll almost certainly never be me. But remember, there's no such thing as small science. Only small scientists.
We love you, Chester V!
Oh, speaking of small scientists, say goodbye, Barb.
Goodbye, Barb.
Can your ideas change the world?
Yes.
Just like Chester V, my dream was to make the world a better place.
Spray on shoes! Voila!
How are you gonna get them off, nerd?
Unfortunately, a lot of people didn't believe in me. But I never gave up. And eventually, I invented this. A machine that could turn water into food.
Cheeseburger.
It's called the Flint Lockwood Diatonic Super Mutating Dynamic Food Replicator. Or for short, the Flintservifer. Because of my invention's food weather, I finally made the world a better place.
Yeah! Food rains from the sky.
I love it!
Or so I thought. When the weather evolved into a disaster of epic portions, and the machine started creating dangerous living food, I had to face the truth. It was time to put an end to my Flintstormer.
He sprays the malfunctioning Flintstormer, and it blows up in an epic explosion, then crashes into a swimming pool. It powers down. People celebrate.
By destroying my greatest invention, I made something even better. Friends.
He and Sam kiss.
Wow.
You made me very proud, Sam.
Thank you, Dad.
Sorry.
Flint and Sam share a smile.
Sam Sparks, in the 8 minutes since we saved the world, I've had time to reflect. And I think you and I should have a place together.
A place?
A place where we work?
You think we work? Together?
I do.
Awesome! Yes!
We could build a lab!
With cool weather forecasting devices!
Where we can invent fantastic machines like the Flintstormer!
Yeah! But not that one.
No.
Not ever.
Never, ever, ever! What shall we call our lab?
Oh, how about Sparkswood?
Ooh, Sparkswood.
Sparkswood is gonna need some security.
And I can be your mascot!
And I can be your dad.
There are many ways in which I can help.
Oh, can't forget you, lab partner!
Steve, where'd he get the brown crayon?
They look worried.
This could be our future.
Oh, yeah!
They've drawn up a plan. Sam and Flint make to kiss again when a helicopter descends from the skies. It has a light bulb painted on its underside, forming part of the Live Corp logo. Everyone watches as it touches down. The door in the side of it opens, releasing green vapor from within. Chester V steps out.
Greetings, friends. And namaste.
Whoa, is that
Chester V?
Mustache.
Please have some humanitarian aid as a gesture of our goodwill.
Chester V!
Whoa, your lab vest looks even cooler in person.
Thank you. The lack of sleeves frees up my arms to do this.
Whoa.
Stop! Hand, what did you do?
There's nothing wrong with your hand, young Lockwood. You see, I am merely a hologram of the real Chester V. The United Nations has asked me and my Thinquanauts to assist in the cleanup and containment of the leftovers all over the world, including your Swallow Falls. We'll get started on the cleanup right away, as soon as you all leave.
What? You need us to leave?
Listen up, Ghost Man. You expect us to skedaddle from our homes just because of some nasty leftovers?
Yes, I do.
Son, you can't argue with yellow police tape. Everybody back up! Listen to Ghost Man!
But do not fret. All of you will be temporarily relocated to sunny San Fran Jose, California!
The Holocrypt Corps!
On my word as a hologram, you shall all return home before you know it. Except for you, Flint Lockwood.
Me? Why?
No, you are going.
Wait. No. Where am I going?
Oh, please tell me.
Just give it a second. He's buffering. You are going to join me at LiveCorp and help us make the world a better place.
Sir, that's all I've ever wanted. But I can't. On account of making a promise 2 minutes ago to build a lab with my friends, sir?
I understand, Lockwood. But if you become a Thinquanaut like me, then all your dreams will come true.
You have to do this!
What about our dream?
Flint, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Sam draws a lab vest.
We're all behind you.
Are you guys sure?
Sure.
The LiveCorp helicopter flies away.
This is the best day ever!
The hologram Chester contacts the real Chester V.
Sir, I've taken care of everything. The locals have been evacuated.
Splendid. And the inventor?
Oh, he took the job.
Outstanding. Now we can keep an eye on him. He has no idea of our real plan. Contact me as soon as Operation Capture the Invention succeeds.
In the swimming pool, hidden away amidst piles of giant food, Flitzdemifer sparks back into life. Colored lights emanate from it.
Cheeseburger.
Colored lights stream out of a black screen, forming within them the title, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. San Fran Jose, California. An alarm clock chimes at 7 a.m. A hand switches it off. Flint sits up in bed.
Big day! Yes! Wake up, Steve, wake up!
Steve?
Do I look like a future Thinquanaut?
Morning, Skipper. You want a sardine scramble?
No, thanks. Can't be late.
Flint, ask that Chester V when he thinks we can go home again.
Flint and pet monkey Steve knock on Sam's door.
Morning, Sam.
Morning, Flint. Are you ready for your first day?
Yeah. Are you?
Oh.
Sam?
At the bus stop.
Well, this is me. Good luck with your new job, guys.
Good luck, Flint. Back
on the leg, Flint.
Bye.
Adios. Flint gets on the bus.
Don't look at me. It's way too soon to see what's gonna be. Don't look at me. All my life, I never knew what I could be, what I could do.
The employee's only bus crosses a bridge to LiveCorp Island, which has a giant light bulb on it. Flint and Steve get off the bus and look around.
Wow.
They pass a light bulb-shaped fountain.
Good morning, Flint Lockwood and lab partner. I'm Barb.
I know! I'm a huge fan!
Monkey!
Excuse me, I'm an ape. One of Chester V's most brilliant innovations. An orangutan with a human brain within my ape brain! Like a turducken. I'll be your welcome ambassador. Soy latte?
Okay. Coffee and milk?
Whoa! Are you ready to live?
Oh, am I?
Two passes.
Monkey!
Ape. Follow me, boys.
They pass through a virtual wall into a massive building.
Welcome to LiveCorp.
They're inside the giant light bulb.
There are caffeine stations every 10 feet. Soy-free soy latte.
Thanks!
Hot!
Not too bad yourself, monkey.
Caffeine patches are available 24 hours. Oh, and our mocha yoga classes are offered in beginner or grande. Over here, indoor sports, those are encouraged.
Oh, cool! I've never played volleyball.
Well, neither have they. You'll fit right in.
OK,
Can your ideas change the world?
Behold, the motivation pod.
Can your ideas
I know, right? Quinoa latte?
Absolutely.
Can your ideas change the world?
Yes, Chester V. Poster, they can.
Mine too.
So can mine.
I have great ideas.
Absolutely. I've got my idea pants on. Thinkwinauts! Awesome! Hey, excuse me! I'm so looking forward to working with you guys!
Chasing the Thinkwinauts, he hits a force field. They fly up to a higher level.
That's where we belong, Steve.
Anxious! That's not even a possibility until our next vesting ceremony.
Oh, what's that?
That's where Chester V handpicks a great inventor and makes him into a Thinkwinaut.
When?
Next one's in 6 months, so submit your ideas, and who knows, he might choose you.
Really?
Hot chocolate with double whipped cream.
Thanks.
Happy inventing!
Flint and a group of other white-coated scientists are crammed into a tube. They whiz along a network of tubes at speed and are ejected into a series of individual workstations.
We're gonna have to get used to that landing.
His chocolate lands beside him. In the other workstations, the scientists work on their inventions.
Okay, Steve. We have 6 months until the vesting ceremony. Let's do this thing.
Ten.
That's the spirit, Steve.
With a determined expression, Flint prods at his keyboard.
Say goodbye to Ice Cube with the Refreezer Fan.
Can your ideas change the world?
He hits a submit button.
The Fork and Knife and Spooninator.
The device crams food into his dad's mouth, a circular device.
The Grocery Deliberator!
It teleports groceries onto his dad's head. He submits the idea.
Invisible coffee table!
Flint!
His dad trips over it. Rocket shoes. He turns day into night.
Flint!
An endless stream of wacky devices are submitted. As his dad sleeps in a chair, Flint appears beside him.
The Celebrationator. A party in a box for any occasion. Okay, Steve. Time to celebrate!
Celebrate!
The box explodes, covering Dad in confetti, a blow tickler, and a party hat.
Here you go, Dad. Hope you like it. Steve picked it out.
Steve!
His dad hyperventilates into the blow tickler, which wilts. 6 months later at the vesting ceremony, Live Corps employees gather in the giant light bulb-shaped building.
Yeah! Okay, Steve, like we practice. When I'm up on stage getting my best, you hit the red button when I say... celebrate!
Celebrate!
Oh, careful, Steve! This is a loaded party in a box.
Hello, Team Litco!
Chester appears.
It's a pleasure to welcome you to our annual Thinkwinaut Vesting Ceremony!
Chester V!
I have built the coolest, hippest company in the world. As you all know, the food bar is the lifeblood of this company. And this year, I've challenged myself to reinvent taste.
Ooh.
So, in 2 short weeks, we shall release the new Live Corps Food Bar, version 8.0!
Yes!
And now, without further ado, who will be this year's newest Live Corps Thinkwinaut?
An orange lab vest hologram hovers in front of Chester.
We have received thousands of invention submissions, and today, one of them will be deemed Thinkwinaut worthy.
Thank you, Bob.
Woo! This person comes from an island.
Oh,
he's got a memorable mop of unruly hair.
Hair!
That's me!
Our newest Live Corps Thinkwinaut is...
Blinding.
Yes!
For inventing a zero-emission car that runs on cute.
There's a fluffy kitty in the fuel tank.
The greatest day of my life, didgeridoo! I'm finally a real inventor!
Sorry, Steve. No reason to celebrate.
Celebrate!
Wait, Steve, no!
No!
Steve pressed the button. Flint shoves the Celebrationator up his jumper, but it explodes, covering him and everyone around him with confetti. It releases an exploding jack-o'-lantern, a birthday cake, a holly wreath, and a cupid. An annoyed-looking Chester V flicks away a solitary piece of confetti. Everyone points and laughs at Flint. The giant light bulb at Live Corps goes out. A confetti-covered Flint wanders back through the streets of San Fran Jose.
The inventor walks home as confident shaken. sad and alone, so he calls up a friend.
Hi, Sam. It's Flint. I see you're live on TV with a tornado. Probably why you're not answering the phone.
Think what up? I think not.
Ugh. Please call me back. Okay. Bye.
There's a news report on about his Celebrationator disaster. Chester looks thoughtfully at a piece of confetti. Barb joins him.
Bad news! Sir, we lost contact with search teams X and Y.
What?
Yeah! The situation is grim, sir. Still no sign of the Flitismitifer. Should I send in Team Z?
Are you mad, Barb? We'll be all out of alphabet. Look, we're running low on Thinkwinauts. We need someone expendable.
He eyes the confetti.
Someone who knows the island inside and out. Someone who's smart, but still naive. Someone who idolizes me, has recently hit rock bottom, and will now do just about anything I ask.
Where are we gonna find someone so desperate?
He turns her head towards the confetti-covered seats.
I think we already have.
A sparkler in his hair, confetti-covered Flint collapses on his bed.
Ringo!
Steve blows out the sparkler, which relights.
Fire!
Well, who's number one? Ta-da!
His dad's made a light bulb-shaped cake.
Hey, Flint, I got your message!
Oh, no, what happened to you?
Sam's made another light bulb cake. Now cleaned up, Flint sits glumly at the table, jabbing a fork into one of the cakes.
Flint, everyone gets humiliated on national television. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, but not everyone gets humiliated in front of their childhood hero. I'll never be a real inventor in Chester's eyes. Mom gave me this lab coat because she always dreamed I'd do great things. Now I guess I won't.
Now that's a big bucket of chum.
Flint, you don't need Chester's approval. You can still make the world a better place without an orange vest.
I don't get vests. Is it winter on your torso and summer on your arms?
For what it's worth, the people who really care about you think you look great in your lab coat. Good night, Mr. Lockwood.
Good night, my dear.
Flint's flopped on his bed.
Hey, look, son. This, Chester V guy, he promised us we'd be home before we know it. Well, we darn sure know it, and we're not home. So I say, you, me, and your friends, we take the boat. We can go fishing every day. And if there's still a mess on the island, we can go clean it up ourselves.
Dad, please, I'm not into fishing. And cleanup? You're way too old to be doing that kind of work.
I'm only 49.
Flint rests his head on his hand. Dad opens the door to Barb.
Flint Lockwood, please.
Dad looks down at Barb, then glances over his shoulder.
Oh, Flint. There's, could you come to the door, please? I think it's that monkey in your poster.
What? No! Barb?
A videogram.
Good day. I'm afraid I have something very important to discuss.
With you.
Chester V wants to see me?
Barb and Flint travel up the filament of the giant light bulb.
Follow me.
They step out into a vast room. A section of it rotates in which several Chester Vs are working. One paints himself as the Mona Lisa.
Ah, young Lockwood.
Chester V. Sir, I can explain everything. I thought I was going to meet the real Chester V.
You are?
Oh, not me. Yes. Yes, it's me. Sorry about that. My holograms and I were having an urgent brainstorming session.
Mr. V, you're real! I'm so excited to be here and to get this opportunity to show you my invention!
Hold on. That's not why I brought you here tonight. Our cleanup operation back on Swallow Falls has met with unexpected complications. This is a photograph before we began our cleanup. And this was 3 days ago.
A screaming Thinkwinaut.
It gets worse, Flint.
There's only two of us left! We need help!
Giant hands snatch a Thinkwinaut away.
What is that thing?
Cheesy.
It appears to be a living cheeseburger with french fry legs and sesame seed eyes.
Living food? Oh, no.
This could only mean one thing. The Phlista Fulminer survived the explosion, and it's still operating.
This is what worries me most.
Footage of a giant cheeseburger jumping into the sea, then hopping out.
They're trying to learn to swim.
If they succeed and get to the mainland, they will destroy monuments all around the world, including the one monument your food storm didn't destroy.
Not Lady Liberty. I've got to destroy the Flintstone Fulminer, but how?
Well, my Thinquanauts have invented this. A BS USB. Arbuses.
A bifurcating systematic universal stop button.
Precisely. It would destroy the machine and everything it created. But we cannot find your Flitters Minisfer. We've searched everywhere and failed.
Chester, I'll find the machine. I invented it. I can fix this.
Brilliant. But are you sure you want to take this on alone?
Yes.
Wait, did you say alone?
Alone it is, then. If you succeed, you'll be more than just a Thinquanaut. You'll be my hero.
Your hero?
Yes, my hero. Your mission must be kept a secret. We don't want to create a worldwide panic. You mustn't tell anyone, not even your closest friends and family.
Sir, I won't tell a soul.
Sam! I gotta tell you a secret! Sam!
Big news.
I'm going back to Swallow Falls to destroy the Flintstone, which is creating deadly food monsters which are trying to learn to swim so they can attack Lady Liberty!
Sam blinks.
Sam?
Wait, you're doing this alone?
Well, yeah, but please don't tell Dad. If he finds out I'm going back to Swallow Falls, he's gonna want to come too.
Well, I'm coming.
What? No, I promised Chester V I would go alone.
Dad Tim wakes and overhears.
There's no talking you out of this, is there?
Nope.
Wait! Sam, it's gonna be deadly dangerous with a good chance of death.
That's why we'll need help.
Triple decaf, mochaccino, boba latte with skim soy and nutmeg sprinkle.
I'd like to order something strong.
Wait your turn, fancy pants. Flint Lockwood and Sam Sparks! And Steve, too!
Jersey!
Earl, we need your help.
Swallow Falls is overrun with deadly food monsters.
Hey, where's my coffee?
Coffee? I'm not a barista. I'm a police-ster. Let's ride!
Yeah, can I come too, Dad?
Son, you are my beautiful, precious little angel. But I cannot let you come with me. Not until you get your first chest hair.
I have chest hair.
That's just like mine. Wait a minute. That's not a chest hair. That's Cupcake Frosty. Tell your mom that I'm getting our home back.
Cal sprays more chocolate chest hair on his chest.
Sup?
Sponge.
Forceps. It's suave.
Manny! We need your help.
I can drop everything. Camera.
Manny stops being a vet.
Chicken sushi, gay while it's cold. Hello.
No, chicken breast.
In the fridge. Uh-oh.
Swallow Falls is in trouble. Will you help us?
You bet I will. I just need someone to cover my shift. Thanks, Tree.
Brent, dressed in a promotional chicken costume, squeezes into the car with Flint and the others. They drive down to the docks.
Traveling to the island using my grocery deliverator.
The deliverator powers up, opening a whirling hole in the fabric of time and space at the end of a jetty.
All right, who wants to go first?
No one looks keen.
Hungry!
Jesse, hungry for adventure! See you on the island, my brave lab partner!
Okay.
It works!
Banana!
I guess it only works on food. Gotta fix that.
Steve was ejected from the hull. Tim arrives aboard a ship.
Ahoy there, Skipper, my boy.
Dad! Not that night! How did you know we were here?
I could see you from the apartment.
He points out the apartment.
Flint, if you're going home, so am I.
Dad, the island's gonna be very dangerous.
I was born on the island, and I want to die on that island. Just like your mom. Besides, I know that place like the inside of a tackle box. I want to help.
No!
Flint, let him help.
The man does have a boat.
Which is twice as many boats as we have.
Vámonos, muchacho.
Fine, but we'll get there faster if we use a grocery deliverator.
Okay, we'll take the boat.
Panicked, Steve grabbed his head.
Shove it off. 99 buckets of chum on a boat. 99 buckets.
The boat sails away from the quay, passing the LivCore light bulb. That night, the boat is in thick fog.
There's 18 buckets of chum on the boat. We'll be there in two flaps of a sardine's fluke.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, when we land at Swallow Falls, our first objective is to get to my lab. I can use my old computer to pinpoint the Flintstoner's location. Once we find it, we can shut it down with the utterly irreplaceable BS USB.
A computer graphic illustrates this. World saved.
What if you don't find it?
I have to. It's my machine. If the world gets destroyed by these, it's my fault. I can't let that happen.
Land ho! Land ho!
If we all work together, this should be easy as...
pie!
Massive pieces of cherry pie float in the sea like icebergs. Tim steers round them.
Oh no! We're
toast!
French toast!
This is totally...
bananas!
I was gonna say nuts, but now I'm afraid to!
They sail down an avenue of giant bananas sticking up out of the water. Up ahead is the island, which is totally covered in giant food.
Uh-oh!
In the wheelhouse, Tim stares open-mouthed at the sight. The boat passes the former Baby Brent sardine cannery, which has split in two. The TV with legs that Flint invented runs across the roof of the cannery. Below the waterline, sardines flee from the ship as it passes over a reef of giant food. Tim wrestles with the wheel as he brings the ship alongside the quay. Steve scuttles down the gangplank.
Ho!
No, Steve, wait! The jungle's no place for a monkey!
Ho, 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 ho,
Steve
ho,
bounds
ho,
into the densely overgrown town.
Manny, are you getting this?
I certainly am.
Flint, look! The climate has shifted dramatically to allow this much vegetation to grow.
Frightened, Steve scuttles back to Flint's shoulder. A flock of rat birds bursts out of the jungle.
Ah, rat birds!
Okay, then. All ashore that's going ashore.
Dad, this place is really dangerous. I'd feel better if you stayed here on the boat, where it's safe.
Safe? I want to help.
I'd never forgive myself if you got eaten by a cheese spider.
He's right, Tim Lockwood. Don't worry. We'll get you home back.
Well, fine.
Thanks, Dad. We'll try to be back before supper time, okay?
Sure.
Fed up, Tim goes back in the wheelhouse. Earl leads Flint, Sam, Manny, and Brent, who's still in his chicken costume, through the heavily overgrown town. Holding his fingers like a gun, he flips and rolls between bits of cover, then beckons them on.
Whoa. Look what's happened to our town.
Earl rounds a corner and rolls across a junction.
Look, there's my angel son Cal's old preschool.
My old van.
Manny removes his baseball cap at the sight of his wrecked van.
Look, that old thing that I've never seen before.
Brent points.
That's where the Thinkonauts were attacked by a cheese spider.
Cheesy webs.
It's like a cheesy spider web. Made of cheese! Let's get out of here!
No, wait! What if there's a survivor in there?
Stand back, everybody! I'm gonna cut the cheese!
They all look at Earl.
That was the cheese. Hello? Anybody in here?
He enters the Thinkonauts' wrecked HQ, then beckons the others. Brent trips over on his way in. A box moves.
Ha!
Earl advances on it, making a finger gun. The others advance, also making finger guns. They surround the moving box. Earl kicks it open, and they see it contains a huge strawberry.
Wow.
That is the biggest strawberry I've ever seen in my life.
Is it heavy?
Yeah. But other than that, it looks like a perfectly normal, fresh, delicious strawberry.
It has eyes. It sprouts arms and legs.
Oh, it's moving!
They run outside.
Oh, that was a close one.
You got a little someone stick to your pants.
Get it off me! Sam!
Wait, stop!
Sam, don't touch it! Put it down!
Look at him! I'll name him Barry.
Okay, Sam, could you please put Barry down? Look, we have to get to the Flintstoner so we could shut it down with this
utterly irreplaceable BS USB.
Hey! That's not for you! I need that, please!
That BS USB is really important!
Inwoo?
Inwoo, yes!
Inwoo?
Hi, Inwoo! Hey, you wanna hand it to me, buddy?
Mm?
I beg you.
Mm?
Please?
Please!
Inwoo, Inwoo, yes! Yes, there you go.
No!
Barry swallows the BS USB and runs off.
Don't let him get away!
He slips through Earl's legs. They pursue the strawberry across town.
Stop! Stop! Gotcha!
Ah! Here, you take it. You take it. You're gonna have to carry him until he passes the BS USB.
And by pass, you mean...
Yes. Look, we better get a move on before we run into any more of these creatures.
They all gawp in amazement at a selection of fruit and vegetable creatures at a waterhole. Mango flamingos, potato hippos, lemon ducks, banana ostriches, and cantaloupe melon antelope. A graceful spring onion giraffe bends its long neck down to the water to graze on a frond of waterweed. A flock of birds with pineapple ring eyes flies by. A tear wells in Earl's eye.
It's so beautiful!
It's enough to make a grown man cry. But not this man. Get back in there, Tia.
Wow, I can't believe the Flintstoner created all of this.
Ah, where's Barry?
In the water hole.
Uh-oh.
They paddle a police car after him.
A little bit closer. I can get him, I can get him. Come on, Earl, faster!
Look at the mangoes!
You mean flamingos!
Flamingos!
There's a bunch of shrimp!
They look like chimpanzees.
Shrimpanzees!
Those are some tasty-looking jellyfish!
Oh! What's that one over there?
That's just a tomato.
Barry! Come on! Chester gave me that BS USB. It's really important!
Steve!
There's a leak in the boat!
A vegetable leak.
Hold on, everyone! This ain't gonna be no picnic!
They're in coconut milk.
Get back here! Keep it steady, Earl!
Watermelon!
Giant melon elephants rise up out of the coconut milk. Barry and the guys in the floating police car fall down a waterfall from the coconut.
Barry! Grab my hand!
They negotiate rapids.
Barry!
They land in a calm pool, and Earl scoops Barry up.
Freeze, Barry Man!
Thanks, Earl.
Okay, come here. You have caused enough trouble for one day.
Sheep!
Gandaloops.
I can't believe your machine reprogrammed itself to create this entire ecosystem of living food. How is that even possible?
I have no idea. Best we don't think about it.
The world should know about this. Manny, is your camera still working?
A drone.
Of course. I've been rolling since we landed.
So much for keeping this a secret.
We can't let these friends tell the world anything. What we need to do is go there and separate Flint from his friends so we can manage the situation.
Champion!
Brilliant idea!
Way to go, Chester.
Thank you. Barb, you take care of that weather girl.
But, sir, I'm a scientist.
That's why I need you. I want the same brilliant mind that solved the unified field theory to help me help LiveCore.
Consider it done, sir.
Good monkey! To the helicopter!
Earl paddles the police car with a big spoon.
Oh, Earl! Come over there!
Doc! I want...
Brent bumps into a cheesy cable. The vibration transmits along it, awakening a giant burger spider sitting on its web. It spots Flint and the others.
Woohoo! Yeah! You guys, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, we'll be thankful we didn't run into a...
cheese spider!
The cheese spider pursues them through the undergrowth. It spits cheese at Steve.
Cheesy!
Earl picks Steve and Manny up. The cheese spider seems fixated on the LiveCore rucksack on Brent's back. He runs beneath a donut, blocking the cheese spider's path. As he runs on, it spits gobs of cheese after him. One hits Brent, ensnaring him. The cheese spider jumps down and grabs him. He pops out of his chicken suit and lands on Earl's back.
I'm glad you're still wearing that diaper!
I wish I brought a fresh one!
The spider eats the chicken suit.
Hey, guys! Down this alley!
Oh no! Dead end!
The alley is only a poster of one. The cheese spider closes in on the group of friends, just as it's about to strike. It's caught in the downdraft from Chester V's helicopter's retro thrusters. Terrified, the cheese spider retreats into the jungle. The helicopter lands, and a door opens in the side of it. Chester appears, shrouded in green vapor.
Ghost man?
Greetings, and namaste!
Chester V! You're here!
That's right, young Lockwood. And by the looks of things, just in time.
1 minute later, and we would have been food for that food.
Flint, I thought you said you were going to complete this mission alone.
Can I say something?
Apparently you can.
This is Barb, my number two.
Why are you carrying a strawberry in your backpack, miss?
Stand back, everyone!
Hey, stop! You're scaring him!
Scaring him? Oh, please, it's probably got a mouth full of fangs!
She salivates.
No, you're scaring me!
I've been carrying him, and he hasn't hurt anyone.
I'm sorry. Are you a scientist?
As a matter of fact, I am!
She's a meteorologist.
Meteorology! Oh, I love it!
The science of smiling and having pretty hair while you point at a map.
You know, actually, it's a very
important meteorology
job.
Is a comprehensive analysis of
atmospheric. I'm sure we can all agree that one of you is a scientist. Young Lockwood. Why was your lady friend carrying this rabbit little strawberry in her backpack?
Why is the strawberry guy in the backpack? Well, that's funny. It's a, you know what he did? He ate the BSUSB.
Not the Basuz.
I'm on it.
Watch out! She's got a knife!
Ooh, if you touch a leaf on his head, step away from the berry, madam.
Barry poos jam.
That orange hairy lady scared the jam out of him.
The BSUSB's in the jam.
Oh, no, it's jammed.
Lick, lick, lick.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Young Lockwood, the world could have been destroyed because of the actions of one sinister strawberry. We cannot allow any more mistakes like this. It won't be long before those malicious melons, pernicious pickles, and belligerent burgers learn to swim and make their way to the mainland. What is your plan?
I need to get back to my lab so I can make contact with the Flinsterfirmer.
Brilliant!
I'll lead the way.
Three armored sentinels appear.
No, we'll lead the way.
I believe my sentinels of safety are better equipped to lead us than their robo-suits.
Earl looks fed up and brings up the rear. From the undergrowth, Barry watches them go. Having left his boat at the quay, Tim ventures into the jungle.
I'll be back before supper. What a bunch of baloney. Just leave me on the boat without any food. I know a place where I can get something to eat.
There she is. Home sweet home.
His bait and tackle shop. He steps inside and changes the sign on the door from closed to open. He starts a generator and the lights come on. The place is bare.
What? There's no sardines. Had to be looters.
He opens a safe.
Vintage baby bread.
He takes a can of sardines from the safe and is about to eat them when a gang of pickles come into the shop. They ransack the place looking for sardines. Hiding behind the counter, Tim fetches a spear gun off the wall. It goes off in his hand. One of the pickles picks up the spear, then turns around and sees Tim hiding behind the counter. It rushes towards him with the spear raised.
No, no!
It spears one of the sardines and eats it.
I like them too. I do. I love them. Mine. No, no, mine. Off. Off. Mine. No, no, mine. Mine. Off.
They fight over the sardine tin. The pickle gets the tin and the others join it. They squabble over the sardines.
Hey, easy, you guys. Come on, you can lose an eye.
The pickles jab fishing rods at Tim and point at the empty tin.
I tell you what, you want more sardines? I can get you more sardines.
Wearing an I Got the Brains t-shirt, Brent squeezes into a pair of jeans that are too small for him.
Hey, thanks for loaning me these skinny jeans, Flint.
Those aren't skinny jeans.
Nope.
My feet are turning purple. Is that bad?
Oh. Out of the jungle charges a huge herd of...
Banana Stretch!
Go, go, go! Come on, Brent!
The herd of banana ostriches overrun them. Flint crashes into a mailbox and falls. A sentinel carries Chester.
That bunch of banana ostriches nearly split us.
Are you okay?
Flint sees the mailbox is his.
Oh my gosh. My house!
Ho, 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 ho!
Steve and Flint look into the house. Sam looks up at the treehouse.
Oh my gosh. Your lab!
It dangles from a few vines.
Oh, crap, boss.
We can't go up there, Flint Lockwood. That dangling ups and downs and laughs not the code.
I've got to if I'm gonna find the Flintstiflmaner.
We can do it. Those load-bearing vines will be able to support a small team.
Onwards and upwards.
Right, sir. To the lab!
Flint and Steve jump down a chemical toilet. The waste pipe leads to the lab.
Sentinels, keep the locals safe.
I'll keep them safe.
Hey, guys, where are you going? Guys, hey, wait for me!
Uh-oh. We'll help.
Brent gets stuck in the loo. Flint opens the lab door.
Spooky.
Spooky is right, Steve. Oh, hi, yeah.
The lab sways precariously. Chester V joins them.
I say, this laboratory of yours is a wonder of engineering.
Really? Thank you, sir. Initiating backup power.
The lab powers up.
Welcome, Flint.
Oh, my computer's dead!
The fate of the world is depending on us. Think, Lockwood.
Well, if I could pull the hard drive, there's enough equipment in this lab that I could build a tracking device.
Chester grabs him.
I say, young Lockwood, what extraordinary underpants!
Thank you, sir. They're my wedgie-proof underwear. I invented them when I was 6.
I had no idea we were so alike. Except I invented mine when I was 3.
You guys have been wearing the same underwear since you were kids?
Yes!
Excuse me. How do you expect us to get the hard drive with all that electrified water?
Barb drops a can of sardines in the water. It zaps.
We dangle!
Come, Lockwood, give the monkey your underpants.
What?
Lay on, young Lockwood!
With Barb holding the backs of their underpants, Flint and Chester dive down into the computer room as if on bungee cords. They bounce around.
You know, hanging from my underpants in this space brings back so many memories. I too built my lab up high.
To keep the bullies out!
You were...
Flint touches the water and gets zapped.
You were bullied too?
Absolutely. People like us are always bullied. Sometimes I wish I kept my bullies around.
Really?
So I could crush them with my success. Just like you did with that man baby.
You mean Brent? Sure, he used to be a bully, but he's my friend now.
Friend? A bully can never be your friend.
Never?
Remember the ancient Chinese proverb. Ah, Gwen Kedosho Wu, continue to.
Huh?
Stew offered by a bully is poisoned broth.
Wow, stew. I have so much to learn.
Their pants have become entwined. They unravel and return to Barb up above.
Mission accomplished!
Indeed, young Lockwood. Indeed.
Barb release their pants. Manny tries to pull Brent out of the loo.
I caramba!
Pearl pulls Manny aside as Barb shoves Brent out of the loo from the inside.
You okay, Earl?
My chest hairs have been tingling all day.
Don't worry. Livcore's sentinels have danger-sensing fibers built into their chest plates. Bravo, Lockwood. With luck, we'll survive the night.
Night falls over the jungle. Two of the huge spring onion giraffes call and then munch from the forest canopy. In the remains of Flint's house, Manny cooks a meal.
Sounds like midnight snacks.
Dr. Manny, this is delicious!
I call it Manny's gorilla stew.
So how do you make a gorilla stew?
You keep it waiting for 2 hours.
Hey, guys. Oh, that smells good.
Hey, Flint, want to try some of this special stew? I saved you a bowl. It's killer!
Killer stew.
Gwen Kedosho Wu, continue to.
No!
Flint knocks the stew over.
Thank you, Brent.
Ever since that ghost man showed up, Flint Lockwood's been acting
jerky.
He rejected my stew. No one has ever rejected my stew.
I'm gonna go talk to him.
Sam goes outside after Flint.
Flint, wait
Yes, Anne?
Is something wrong?
Yeah, we blew a fuse.
You blew a fuse? Why are you being so weird to your friends?
What? I haven't been weird.
Yeah, well, you karate chopped Manny Stew out of Brent's hands. You hurt their feelings.
Sam, you wouldn't understand.
Gwen, get a shawu kin ding, you do?
I do understand, but you're forgetting that... Oh, ba bian, cheng peng yo, yong yuan, shi peng yo.
Huh?
A bully turned friend will be friend to the end. Listen, Brent came here to help you. We all did. Brew, brew.
She replaces the blown fuse and the lights come on.
And you're acting like we're just in your way. Remember, we work together.
She hands the sparkswood drawing to him and goes back to join the others. As Flint goes to his room, he's watched by Barb and Chester, hanging from branches nearby.
That weather girl is ruining our plan.
I just need more time, sir.
We don't have more time. If we don't get the Flintus Minisphere in the next 48 hours, we'll miss our deadline to release Food Bar 8.0. I'll be a laughingstock.
Sir, let me handle this.
Never send a monkey to do Chester work. I'll take care of it.
Morning. Tim's fishing boat is out in the bay. In the wheelhouse, he turns to his new buddies, the Pickles.
Okay, guys, we're here. Hey, that is not for you. All right, let's get to it.
He takes his fishing hat back from one of them. They go out on deck.
Okay, you got this, right? Okay, then you want to put one of these on there like that.
He gives them fishing tackle.
No, don't eat that. That's bad. You'll hurt yourself. Hey, easy. Stop picking on your brother, will you? Now, how would you like it if he was shoving you? Okay, now watch. Are you watching? One, and a two, and three! That's the big one!
Tim casts his line. He reels in a sardine.
Yeah, good, huh? It's called fishing.
Seeing the sardine, the Pickles all cast their lines in as well. One of them plays the harmonica.
Out on my boat with a pickle that I spill. The frowny one, sour, she's a real bitter pill. She's so sweet with her onion pet pearl. Pitchy pickles to fish, that's my crazy world.
They all catch fish.
I tell you, if only Flint liked fishing as much as you guys. Why am I talking to a pickle?
The sardine he caught shrugs. The sentinels of safety assemble outside Flint's house.
Dangerous food creatures detected. Stay put. We'll find and destroy them.
Barry peeps over Sam's shoulder.
Barry, you can't be here.
Earl and Brent join them.
You better hide him.
Okay, gang. Today's the day we find the Flintstuff from on Earth. Sam, I was thinking about what you said last night. What?
Me too.
Right. But listen, I have been acting weird, but it's only because I'm under a lot of pressure. What?
So true.
But I'm also doing this for us. You see, I still want Sparkswood to happen, but it can't. Not until I become a great inventor like Chester V.
Flint, you don't have to prove anything.
Oh, Lockwood! How goes the inventing?
Very good, sir. I was up all night making this. I call it the Flint Lockwood Food Jungle Topographical Pointing Machine, or...
The Flifter Tip'em! Brilliant!
Oh, thank you, sir. Follow the beam, find the machine. All I have to do now is cut the leg holes.
To where is his pants?
Huh. Well, maybe it's better here.
As a hat.
Great idea, Sam. And guys, you can help me by,
Excuse us. Your friends are distracting you from our mission.
Distracting?
My chest hairs just don't trust that Chester.
We should be hunting the Flintus Minisphere, not chit-chatting.
But, sir,
We're heading into the deepest, darkest part of the jungle. You need to focus on saving the world. Be a hero.
Okay, you're right, sir.
Excellent! Let's go!
They head off.
Okay, Barry, time to go home now. Okay, one more hug, Barry.
Betty?
Right. Barry. You, Barry.
Betty.
And I'm Sam Sparks.
Right,
Sam.
Come on, Sam.
Coming. Okay, Barry, time to go home now. Now go. Now you go on home.
Bye.
Bye.
Sam hurries into the jungle after the others. Barry stares after her. Flint and his friends, together with Chester and his sentinels, make their way into the food jungle. Barry follows just behind them. A giant pizza picks up a dropped slice of itself and runs off. They pass a hoarding advertising snacks. A hot dog in a bun jumps down from the hoarding and runs off. Barry and some strawberry friends swing on vines behind Flint and his party. Now they keep up by riding on the back of banana ostriches. A pie splits into slices, each slice forming the head of a candy viper with a tic-tac rattle at the end of its tail. The strawberries advance using a leaf for cover. Flint leads the way, following the red laser beam emitted from his flifter tippum. One of the sentinels treads on something which scurries away through the long grass. They hear something big approaching. A monstrous taco creature emerges from the trees.
Taco Dial Supreme!
Holy guacamole!
I got this, bro!
A sentinel is chomped.
I'm okay!
Up there! Hurry, Sam!
Flint's friends scramble up a tree for safety. The taco dial chases after Barb.
Barb!
It bares its onion teeth. Flint pushes Barb out of the monster's path, which has chilies for its legs and tail.
You okay?
Uh-huh. It bears down on the sentinels.
Freeze!
They immobilize it with a freeze ray. It blows them away with a blast of salad.
Come on, let's go! Let's get out of here!
Vámonos, muchachos.
Bravo, young Lockwood! Bravo!
Flint and the others hurry away into the forest. Sam doesn't immediately get down from the tree, but stays watching the taco dial. Five little baby tachodiles join it as it breaks its foot free from the ice holding it. It gently picks up one of the baby tachodiles in its jaws, then leads them away into the jungle.
A mother?
Sam!
She climbs down and joins the others. Barry and the strawberries are watching.
Sasma!
A butter frog.
Butter.
A mosquito deflates it.
Okay. Almost there. The Flintstormers should be just across this syrup bog.
This is syrup? Syrup is my favorite.
Darn mosquitoes!
Don't worry, man, baby. They, like all the other abominable food monsters, will soon be no more.
Wait, Flint! What if we're making a big mistake?
Mistake?
About shutting off the Flabinificer. Some of these creatures... they're incredible!
Incredibly dangerous! We were just attacked by a giant taco dial!
He's right, Sam. I mean, we were almost eaten by a cheese spider.
It doesn't mean we have to destroy all of them. Some of the food's actually been... friendly.
It is true. The dessert creatures are especially sweet.
Okay, maybe we got...
Mosquitoes! Was gonna bite you!
See, even the tiniest creatures are attacking us.
The only reason they're biting is because of the drop in barometric pressure. Bugs do that before a storm. And by the look of those nimbostratus clouds...
Sparks, we are not talking about the weather. We are talking about food here. Dangerous food that does not have human emotion.
Ow.
Food that is not friendly. Food that cannot love.
Flint, we should be studying the food animals, not killing them. What if he's wrong?
The choice is yours, son. Live up to your full potential... walk away and let the food monsters destroy Lady Liberty.
Sam, finding that Flintstifflener and saving the world, that's what matters.
Really? Our opinion doesn't matter?
Of course it does. Yes. Yes, it matters, but just not right now.
Uh-oh.
Wrong answer.
Toast. Yeah? Well, I guess this doesn't matter either, young Lockwood.
The Thinquenaut vest.
I'll just... see you back on the boat.
She drops the Sparkswood drawing in the syrup.
Wait! Sam! Wait, please! No! No! Sam, come back! Come back, Sam! No! No, Sam! 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 Hey, Earl, would you talk to her?
You bet I will.
Hey, Sam! Wait for me!
Adios, sayonara. Goodbye, Señor Lockwood.
Bye, Flint.
Steve!
They all go.
A2, Steve.
Flint is left with Chester, Barb, and the Sentinels.
Oh, what just happened? You've made the right choice, son.
Sentinels, keep them safe.
The Sentinels go after Sam and the others. A butter frog eats a potato chip mosquito.
Butter.
Jelly bean bees.
Ah, young Lockwood. We're getting close. I feel it in my beard.
A candy mountain is up ahead of them with swirling clouds overhead. Flint looks through a donut to where his laser is pointing.
Water goes in the top, and food comes out the bottom.
It's gotta be inside that big rock candy mountain.
This is exactly why I wanted you on this mission. Sally forth, Lockwood.
They approach the mountain, Sam and the others in the jungle.
I can't believe Flint is still listening to that guy.
Flint is naive. It appears he is being manipulated for some nefarious purpose.
Of course he is!
Sam, freeze!
What?
Stay calm and walk toward me slowly. Very slowly.
Oh, come on. Now you're acting weird. I'm in no mood for this.
A huge cheese spider bears down on her.
Stop right there, cheese monster! Nobody eats my friends on my watch!
The cheese spider snaps at Earl, who dodges it.
No, Earl, wait! Chester's been lying to us about these creatures, and I am going to prove it!
Sam, don't do it! This food is bad!
She reaches out to the creature.
Danger, 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 danger!
Nice cheese spider.
She touches it, and it playfully coats her in cheese.
Oh,
yellow.
Dude, you got special sauce.
It's okay, guys. See? She's not mean. She's just a little beefy.
The others approach the cheese spider. It playfully rolls on its side.
Whoa, what's it doing?
I think she wants you to scratch her buns.
Aw, I like that too. Who's a good cheese spider? She's cute.
But why did she attack us before?
Because we were dressed like them.
Thinquenauts.
She doesn't like backpacks?
No, it appears she doesn't like Livcor. The food creatures know something. We do not.
Live backwards is...
Yes! Who's Evil?
Not Evil. Evil.
I knew it! Chester's up to something terrible! We have to warn Flint!
Let's run!
Earl, the cheese spider, Brent, and Manny are all frozen by the sentinels.
You're not warning anyone about anything.
Oh, crap.
Sam is frozen too, watching from the undergrowth of Barry and the other strawberries. Barry has to be held back by the others. Flint, Chester, and Barb make their way into a cave in the Candy Mountain. Sugar crystals glisten around them. They step through a waterfall into a glistening chamber.
Magnificent!
Flint's laser points to the top of a tower.
The Flint Stiffometer must be up there.
There's a huge chasm between them and the tower.
A very unpleasant fall. Finish the job, Lockwood.
Yes, sir.
Flint takes off his orange backpack and leaps across the void to a green sugar crystal stack. He climbs up to the top of it. Chester gives him a thumbs up and he returns the gesture. He leaps to a blue and then a red stack, eventually climbing up to the top of the main tower.
Made it!
He sees water is cascading down onto the Flitstermuffer. A grid of green tendrils extend from the machine.
Flitstermuffer!
He pulls out the BS-USB and cautiously approaches the machine.
Look, I'm sorry I have to do this to you again, but I can't let your swimming cheese spiders destroy Lady Liberty.
We're the world.
He opens its USB port and is about to plug in the BS-USB when multicolored light emanates from the machine.
Oh.
Marshmallow.
A pulse of light travels along one of the green tendrils leading from the machine. It travels to a big green bud on the edge of the tower. Lights pulse on its surface, and a baby marshmallow slips out of the bud. It joins other living marshmallows in the pool on the top of the tower.
They're like a family.
The marshmallows congregate around the Flitzdemuffer. Flint crouches down and pats one of the marshmallows.
Sam was right. This is a mistake.
A marshmallow jumps up onto his shoulder. Others jump up onto him. As he plays with the marshmallows, Chester appears behind him.
Oh, dear!
Sir!
Sir?
There it is, in all its glory. Chester, look, I can't do this.
Oh, okay, I will.
What? Wait, Chester, wait, we can't destroy it.
Let go of me, Lockwood.
No, sir, I can't let you do this.
As Barb watches, Flint blocks Chester's path to the machine.
No!
Chester flicks the BS-USB into the machine.
The BS-USB reprogrammed it?
It was never going to turn off the machine. A BS-USB? Hello? Your machine is what I wanted all along.
You lied to me!
Of course I lied to you. I knew you'd eventually fall for these pathetic creatures.
But you were my idol. My whole life I looked up to you. I wanted to be you.
Oh, Lockwood. I was just using you to get your invention. We're ready.
Launch Operation Slice and Dice.
The mechanical arm smashes through the roof of the chamber and grabs the machine. The bud at the edge of the tower becomes a menacing claw-like tendril. The marshmallows look terrified.
And now that I've got what I want, I no longer need you. I'm afraid we're going to have to let you...
Wait, no, please!
Chester shoves Flint off the tower into the chasm. The mechanical claw whisks Chester and Barb away through the roof. Flint splashes down into a pool at the bottom of the tower. As Tim and his pickle buddies barbecue some sardines, the plants around them suddenly become menacing.
Oh, that's not natural. No. Easy, guys. Don't cry.
The pickles begin to panic. The lights fade on the Rock Candy Mountain and lights in the forest dim as well. Live Corps helicopters fill the skies. In the jungle, the food animals begin to panic and flee. The giant coconut is drained of its milk, distressing the melanophants that live in it. A leaf flees as the jungle around it is cut down. A falling tree knocks it off its roots. It sees sentinels up ahead hacking and sucking up the living food. The leaf tries to run from a sentinel, but gets sucked up. Trapped in glass flasks, Sam and the others are driven to the mountain in the back of a truck. They pass through a force field surrounding the mountain.
Okay, Steve. Me and you put our two brilliant minds together. We will get out of here!
Steve?
Grant, do you ever get the feeling that maybe Steve Lockwood is just a monkey?
Why would you say that about him, Earl? Why would you ever say that?
Of course he's just a monkey. How stupid are you people? No one should ever put any trust in a monkey.
Chester thinks you're a monkey.
Well, I'm an ape. Chester knows that.
But he calls you a monkey.
It is true. He does.
He's just joking around. Chester's my best friend.
If Chester was really your friend, would he still call you a monkey?
Barb, who's driving the truck, looks deeply troubled. She looks back at the group of friends in the back. Helicopters build a huge Live Corps light bulb on top of the mountain. The marshmallows drift along a river. Several of them have completely cocooned Flint, who floats along with them. The marshmallows hop up onto the riverbank and bring Flint ashore. A pickle joins them. It calls more pickles in to help, and they carry Flint over to where they and Tim are having their barbecue. The marshmallows pop off Flint as Tim comes over.
Flint!
Dad...
What's happened, son? You look terrible. What's with all of them?
They saved my life.
The marshmallows.
I let Chester steal the machine, and now he's starting Operation Slice and Dice.
Come on, son. You're really not making any sense.
Look, Chester's gonna wipe out all the foodimals.
The pickles are alarmed.
My friends tried to tell me they were good, but I didn't listen. Everything I touch just gets ruined. Barry? Barry. I'm so sorry I misjudged you. I should have listened to Sam. What is it, Barry? What are you trying to say?
Barry makes some other berries look a bit like Sam and the others.
Saspa. Sassy pants.
Dad. Sam and the gang?
Barry puts on a football helmet.
Oh, it looks like a sentinel of safety.
Barry herds the other fruits into a barrel.
Ah, sassy pants.
Sassy pants? No, Dad. He's saying sentinels captured Sam and the gang.
Barry breaks a torch and takes the bulb out of it.
And they're being held in the factory?
We gotta get them out of there.
But how? There's just two of us.
Barry and the pickles start calling out into the jungle. All the foodimals respond to the call and come flooding out of the undergrowth. Kiwi fruit kiwis and even the fearsome taco dial amongst them.
What's with all the wolves?
Why do they have my TV?
The walking TV.
Water goes in the top, and food comes out the bottom.
A jerky image of Flint on the TV.
What's it poking or something? What's it doing?
Flint remembers Barry swallowing the BSUSB and saying, Enwoo.
It's saying that I'm Enwoo.
Flint, they came here to help. We all did. It's time for lettuce.
The lettuce leaf agrees.
Okay, I don't know if you can understand me.
Barry translates.
I know you think I'm Enwoo.
I know you think I'm Enwoo.
But the truth is, I'm no Enwoo. I'm just a man. A man who's made a lot of mistakes in the last couple of days. And now my friends are in a lot of trouble thanks to me. Someone once told me that I didn't need friends. That I could accomplish more by myself. I know now more than ever that he was wrong. We need all the friends we can get. And I need your help. All of you. Fruits, vegetables, and meat. I need you to help me to get into that factory, save our friends, and get all our home back.
The foodimals cheer enthusiastically.
Okay. I just gotta figure out how to get in there.
With the right rod and tackle, I could cast you up into that unfinished part of the factory. Should be a piece of cake.
Hmm? Dad, let's go fishing.
Tim's face lights up. Red hot metal is beaten with a hammer, then dipped into water to cool. The pickles pull over a metal statue of a sardine. Then one of the spring onion giraffes picks it up in its mouth. Fruit birds gather telegraph wire for line.
Wallabies! Walrus! Go! 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 Watermelon factory engaged!
The foodimals flatten a car. Tim and Flint don welding masks as the taco dial roars. The chimpanzees strip another vehicle. A blueberry uses its juice as paint.
Spray on shoes. Hair on balder. Grocery deliberator. Helmets.
Flint dons a helmet made of cheese. Tim and the spring onion giraffe mount the fishing rod in a metal hand on the front of his boat. The line is attached to the sardine statue with a suction cup by the pickles. Tim's boat is launched with Flint and Barry in the sardine statue, ready to be cast by the giant rod.
Ready when you are, Dad!
Ready, Skipper, my boy!
Tim dons his fishing hat. He wields a regular-sized rod. The giant rod mimics his actions. The boat rocks. As the boat rocks from side to side, two enormous submarine sandwiches surface either side of it. They stabilize the boat.
Here comes the cavalry!
No way! Sub whales!
Tim winds up for the cast. A pickle pulls levers in the wheelhouse.
Better release Lord. Hit it, sweet!
An onion presses the release button, and the metal sardine flies up into the air.
Catch the big one, buddy.
The sardine flies in through a small gap in the nearly completed light bulb and crashes down in a storeroom. Flint and Barry creep out of the sardine. A sentinel sees it.
We have a problem.
Barry takes a right off a corridor.
Emu, I'm here.
He runs into a specimen room, where lots of foodimals are kept in glass-fronted cells.
What's going on?
A group of strawberries in one cell hold up a monitor with Help Me on the screen.
Sam's backpack. They were here.
A cell opens and a cheese spider climbs out on its french fry legs.
Good cheese spider?
Faster.
The spider and Barry do a streetwise handshake.
Got it, Barry.
Deba deba booba de baba deba dee. Thanks, cheese spider.
Flint looks at the trapped strawberries.
Barry, use the grocery deliverator to save your friend. I'll go save mine.
He runs to a filament tube. As the tube closes, Flint's nose gets stuck in it. He drops at speed. The cheese spider presses a button, releasing the foodimals. They jump into the deliverator and are transported to Tim's boat.
There's a leak in my boat.
The sentinels discover Barry and the escaping foodimals.
Hey, freeze!
They disable the deliverator. The remaining foodimals charge. Barry rides a banana ostrich into the fray. It kicks over a sentinel. Some of the foodimals get frozen, but overall they begin to prevail. A gang of pie vipers attack a sentinel, knocking her over. The lead sentinel is snared by the cheese spider.
Come on, cheese!
She ejects from her armored suit and flees. Barry climbs into the discarded sentinel suit and activates it. It's a bit like an arcade dance game. The suit scans Barry.
Head scan complete.
Y'all ready for this?
Now under his control, Barry uses the suit to hit, kick, and freeze the remaining sentinels. He freezes the woman who ejected from the suit as she tries to run away. Flint travels down the filament and arrives in another huge room behind Chester and Barb.
Lockwood? You're still alive?
That's right. Hands up! Give me back my friends!
Of course! I have them right here.
They're held by a mechanical arm.
Hey, Flint.
Sam! Guys!
Chester, let them go!
Oh, don't worry, Lockwood. I'll let them go. Right into my super-sized food bar machine!
Food bars? Food bars? You're going to turn them into food bars?
Yes! Food bars. The lifeblood of my company. I learned your Flintismittisper food is far more delicious than food. So using your foodimals as ingredients would make my product super delicious. I had to have your invention. Unfortunately, I couldn't find it. Until you helped me.
Flint the Flimminer!
Watermelon!
The Flintstimifer drops melanophants into a glass jar above a giant blender.
You're a monster! Those are living creatures!
Yes, that's the problem. Food with legs is much harder to catch. They hide, they fight back, they want to live. Ugh. But now that I control your Flintismittisphere, I can pave your island and work in complete secrecy. Lipcore will remain the coolest, hippest company in the world with the new food bar version 8.0!
I never should have believed in you.
Yes, that was quite foolish. Now, if you want your friends back, I suggest you drop your cans.
Don't do it, Flint! Save the island!
But you are my island.
Ew! Okay, first shut up. Then drop the cans, or I drop your friends.
Okay. There!
Oh, no, Flint. This is embarrassing. I changed my mind. Please understand, I can't leave any witnesses. Barb, grind them.
But, sir, I didn't think we were going to...
This is why I work alone. Monkey! You are dismissed.
Barb turns away.
And now, without further ado...
The friends are lowered towards the blender.
Why won't this go faster?
Give me that controller!
Sure, come and get it.
Chester splits into multiple holograms of himself.
But which one of us has it? Is it me? Or me?
Oh! Huh?
Girl, can't you break us out of here?
Yellow police tape! The one thing I can't break!
They're tied up with it. Flint fights the holograms.
Fork and knife and spooninator! Sam, guys, listen. Invisible coffee table!
sorry I was such an idiot.
Flint, that's true, but now may not be the time.
Please, let me finish. I took you all for granted, and I should have listened to you.
Okay, go on. But hurry!
The truth is, I need each and every one of you guys. You're more than my friends. You're my family.
Oh, Fleet. Note to self, put that on their tombstones. Don't you see, young Lockwood? These friends are the reason you keep losing.
Well, it's better than ending up alone like you.
I'm not alone. I've got holograms.
Chester knocks Flint over.
Flint, why don't you throw him a party?
We love parties.
Party? Party!
Party's open.
Lockwood.
Chester knocks the Celebrationator out of Flint's hands.
Not yet. I think it's time to celebrate!
Steve breaks free from the tape.
Yeah!
Confetti erupts from the Celebrationator, then sticks to the real Chester. Flint and Steve get the remote control from him.
Thanks, lab partner.
Helping!
Steve stops the friend's descent into the blender just in time.
Guys, I'm so sorry for being such a...
Chester!
Okay, I guess I deserve that.
No, Flint! Chester!
He's by a sign. In case plan fails, break glass. He gets the Flitstermuffer.
I've got what I want. Enjoy your friends, Lockwood.
No! No!
Don't do this!
Still covered in confetti, he runs along a walkway, but is confronted by Barry in the Sentinel suit and the other Foodimals. The cheese spider roars at him, and he flees. Fruit birds lower Earl into Chester's path.
If anybody gonna be keeping folks safe in this town, it's me.
Uh-oh!
Tacodile, supreme.
Tacodile blocks his way, too.
It's over, Chester.
Mustache.
Now hand over the Flitstermuffer.
No, never.
Chester, there's nowhere to go.
That's what you think. Save me, monkey.
I'm an ape.
Bad monkey, give that back. Bad monkey.
He falls off the walkway.
Oh, my holograms, save me.
We're here for you.
You're going to be fine.
We'll save you.
You see, Flint, with my holograms.
He falls through them.
Oh, fudge.
He retracts into his Thinquanaut's jacket and bounces around on the blender, then pings off it.
I saved myself.
A cheese spider catches him and eats him. It spits out his Thinquanaut's jacket, which deflates.
Oh, that will leave a bad taste in your mouth.
I believe this belongs to you.
Barb hands the Flitstermuffer back to Flint. He smiles, slightly embarrassed. Strawberries ride banana ostriches through the forest. Inside the Rock Candy Mountain, Flint lays the Flitstermuffer on its side in the pool of water.
Here you go, pal. Gosh, I hope this works.
He removes the BS USB from it and flings it aside. The LiveCore logo disappears from its display. Flint closes his eyes and rests his head against the Flitstermuffer, which is wrapped in a LiveCore jacket. Suddenly, bright lights emanate from the Flitstermuffer, and the jacket splits open.
Pickle!
Cheeseburger!
Leek!
Strawberry!
Yes!
Sam joins Flint. All the Foodimals watch as the bud starts producing more of them. Another pickle is born. It joins the others standing with Tim. The bud squirts some cheesy goo, out of which emerge more cheese spiders. The leek gets a baby leek. It looks horrified.
It's enough to make a grown man cry. And that's okay. You go right ahead, Tim.
His tear falls on a blueberry, which immediately sprouts chest hair. The spring onion giraffes lift Earl, Manny, and the others up to join Sam and Flint.
Guys, do you... think we could still work together?
I think we will work great together.
They look over at Barb, who stands alone.
Come on, bring it on in, Barb.
Barb looks around uncertainly, then points to herself. She unzips her Thinquanaut's jacket and tosses it aside, then swings across the sugar crystal stacks to the top of the tower and joins the group of friends. She hugs them and lifts them all up.
Oh, this is nice.
monkey.
I'm proud of you, son.
Thanks, Dad. But there's one last thing I need to do.
They go fishing.
Okay, now, son. Now, once you put it on, like that, all you have to do is cast it.
So, like this?
He drops it.
Oh, no. Here, let me show you how. See, it's all in the wrist, like this. Catch that big one, boy.
Am I fishing?
Yep.
I'm fishing!
Whoa. You got a live one. Now, reel him in, Flint. That's it. Getting steady. Ooh, he's a fighter.
It's a tiny fish.
I got one, Dad!
Okay.
Can we do this again? Like, all the time?
You betcha, Skipper.
Sam! Guys! I caught my first fish!
Yay!
Way to go, Flint!
You are a fisherman!
Happy!
Hey, look! Rainbow!
Multiple rainbows emanate from the island of Swallow Falls. A sub-whale rises out of the water with a walking TV on its back. On the TV's screen is a sign, New Swallow Falls. The population figure is increased from 14,021 to 603,582. Audio description by John Walskill at Deluxe. Directed by Cody Cameron, Chris Pern. Produced by Pam Marsden, PGA, Kirk Bodyfeld, PGA. In the newly established Sparkswood Labs, Flint, Sam and the gang are hard at work. Screenplay by Erica Rivinoja and John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein. The Flitstamafer creates a strawberry. Story by Phil Lord and Christopher Miller and Erica Rivinoja. The strawberry is shot out of the birthing bud and lands in a schoolhouse where Sam is teaching. Inspired by the book Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, written by Judy Barrett and illustrated by Ron Barrett. A is for apple, B is for banana, C is for Brent in his chicken suit. He lays an egg. Bill Hader. Sam and Flint sit at a table in a restaurant. Tim, Earl, Brent and Manny sit at other tables nearby. A beetroot band, the Wild Beatniks, play. Anna Faris. A biscuit skis down soft-serve ice cream slopes. James Caan. A marshmallow monster blows flames to toast some children's marshmallows. It inadvertently sets fire to the forest. Earl arrives on a melon affront, and it squirts water to quell the flames. Will Forte. Sam and Flint play beach volleyball. Their ball lands on Tim, who's sunbathing nearby. It bounces past Barry and the cheese spider and lands on Muscle Beach, where some muscles are working out. It bounces on past the tackadile and Steve, Manny and Barb, who are making a mermaid sandcastle. Andy Samberg. It lands in Brent's swimming trunks, which are being pulled down by a hot dog. Some grapes are turned into raisins by the sun. Benjamin Bratt. In the sea, food sea life swims around, including bread jellyfish. A clam opens. Neil Patrick Harris. A hammerhead shark with a loaf of bread for a head swims by. Terry Crews. A sardine is hooked. Tim reels it in. Kristen Schaal. Tim and the Pickles on the boat are a puppet show being watched by Flint and the others. Executive producers Phil Lord, Christopher Miller. In a giant matzo bowl, Manny is fighting a turnip bull. It knocks him clean out of the bowl. Co-producer Chris Ewan. The Meatloaf is hogging a pedestrian crossing. Irate drivers hoot and yell at it. Music by Mark Mothersbaugh. Editor Robert Fisher Jr. Manny paints a bowl of fruit. The fruit jumps up and runs away. Production designer Justin K. Thompson. At a bowling alley, Flint uses a berry as a ball. It knocks over Pear Skittles. Visual effects supervisor Peter G. Travers. Live action, two guys in strawberry suits play baseball. One hits the ball into the other's crotch. Art director Dave Bleach. The clip is on Fruit Chew. Character designer Craig Kelman. Head of story Brandon Jeffords. Flint is on the lake chow with Corn on a living corn cob. They all laugh. Head of layout, James Williams. A fortune cookie tells Steve his fortune. Senior animation supervisor, Peter Nash. A Dorito mosquito bites someone's arm, then gets swatted. Supervising animators, Joshua Beveridge, Matthew Cowie, Alan Hawkins, Tim Pixton, Kevin Webb. black and white horror movie style footage of food being cooked. Brunch. Digital producer Mandy Kisthart Tankinson. Production manager Christina Da Silva Rowell. CG supervisors are Sterling Duggid, Michael Ford, Cameron Langs, Michael Lasker, Daniel Lobel, Darren Laurie. Flint and Sam share a kiss on top of Sparkswood Lab. The others dance beside the New Swallow Falls sign. Steve finds a banana. As Barb drops down beside him, he starts making a banana sandwich.
Hi, Steve. Hello, Steven. I'm Barb. So, do you want to go get coffee sometime?
Dinner.
Even better!
He meant his banana sandwich.
Don't look at me, it's way too soon to see what's going on.
Cast: Flint Lockwood, Bill Hader, Sam Sparks, Anna Faris, Tim Lockwood, James Caan, Chester V, Will Forte, Brent McHale, Andy Samberg, Manny, Benjamin Bratt, Steve, Neil, Patrick Harris, Earl Devereaux, Terry Crews, Barb, Kristen Schaal, Barry, Dill Pickle, Cody Cameron, Sentinel Louise, LiveCore scientist, Melissa Sturm, Sentinel Peter, Lab Coat Jenny, Chris Pern, Flintley McCallahan, Idea Pants Guy, Craig Kelman, Cal Devereaux, Kamini Griffin, Young Flint, Bridget Hoffman, Patrick Patrickson, Al Roker. Additional voices: Steve Alterman, June Christopher, David Cowgill, Eddie Frierson, Elisa Gabrielli, Jackie Gonu, Tanya Gunardi, Wendy Hoffman, Walter Jones, Ashley Lambert, Scott Menville, David Scheinkopf, Peter Siragusa, Marina Squirciati, Kelly Stables, Shane Sweet, Matthew W. Taylor. Casting by Mary Hidalgo. Digital production managers Ryan Gilliland, Garrick McLaughlin. Script coordinator Blake Berger. Editorial APM Gretel Berrios Kaladin. Associate editor Paul Chandler Carrera. First assistant editor Gregory F. Plott. Assistant editors Tony Ferdinand, Darian M. James. Coordinator Devin O. Anderson. Imagery and animation by Sony Pictures Imageworks Inc., Culver City, California, and Sony Pictures Imageworks Canada Inc., Vancouver, British Columbia. Post-production supervisor Matt Davis. Re-recording mixers Tom Johnson, Michael Samanik. Supervising sound editor Jeffrey G. Rube. Sound designer John Pospisil. Sound effects editors John Dunn, Jussie Tegelman, David Wernz. Supervising ADR editor Jason George. Foley supervisor James Morioka. Foley artists Sarah Monnet, Robin Harlan. Foley mixer Randy K. Singer. ADR mixer Brian Smith. Additional re-recording mixer Chris Carpenter. Re-recordist Tom Burns. ADR voice casting by Hoffman Brow. Post sound services provided by Sony Pictures Studios, Culver City, California. Music supervisor Keir Lerman. Music editor Andrew Dorfman. Orchestrated and conducted by James T. Sale. Orchestrations Christopher Gardino, Jeffrey Schindler. Copyist Vic Fraser. Orchestra contractor Isabel Griffiths. Score mixer John Kurlander. The Inventor song, written by Cody Cameron, performed by Tennessee Coco Daniels. Music Box Dancer, written and performed by Frank Mills, courtesy of Peter Piper Music America, LLC. Pickle Shanty, written by Cody Cameron. Yummy Yummy Yummy, written by Joe Levine and Arthur Resnick, performed by Ohio Express, courtesy of Cleopatra Records. Get Ready for This, Yah Remix, written by Jean-Paul Da Costa, Philip DeWilde, Simon Harris, and Raymond Sligengard. Performed by Two Unlimited, courtesy of Byte Records, under license from Ivy Road Productions, Inc. All of Us Together, written and performed by Tim Myers, courtesy of Palladium Records, LLC, by arrangement with Zinc Music Group, LLC. Lada D, written by Kevin Anya Agee, Antoine Collins, Rich King, Roman Ramirez, Cody Simpson, Keenan Warsame, and Wayne Wilkins, performed by Cody Simpson, courtesy of Atlantic Records, by arrangement with Warner Music Group Film and TV Licensing. Copyright 2013, Sony Pictures Animation, Inc. All rights reserved. Sony Pictures Animation, Inc. is the author of this film, motion picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and/or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. 3D World created by Sony. Sony, make believe. Columbia Pictures, a Columbia Pictures release, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company.